Good morning. You guys gonna scooch in a little bit? Can you scooch in? Oh, and you wanna come over? This way. Okay. Alrighty. I want to read a Bible passage for you this morning. Well, we just read it from Ephesians, and it says this: For through Jesus, through Christ, we have access in one Spirit to the Father. So you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. So, citizens, do you know what it means to be a citizen? You ever thought about that? Do you know what a citizen is? You are a citizen. Yes, you are. Yes. A citizen is somebody who belongs to their country. So, you are a citizen of the United States of what? The United States of America, right? You are citizens of the United States of America. You belong here. You were born here. You are not an alien or a stranger. You are a citizen. But how do you show that you're a citizen? Can you prove that you're a citizen? Can you? I brought some documents with me to prove that I'm a citizen of the United States of America. This is my birth certificate. Boy, it looks pretty old, doesn't it? How old do you think I am?
Eight?
I think I'm eight. Alrighty. Well, I was born in 1958 on October 22nd. So, yeah, I'm a little older than that. But anyway, so that shows that I was born here in America. I am a citizen, okay? And then I've got another document. Do you know what this is?
I know what it is.
You know what that is? It's my driver's license. It shows that I am a citizen, not just of the United States, but of the state of... What state do we live in?
Ohio State.
Okay. We live in Ohio State, right. And then I have another document here. This is a passport. This one has expired. This is an old passport from back when I was in high school and I went to Germany. But the passport allows you to go from anywhere in the world. And everybody will know by this document that I am a citizen of the United States, what? Of America, right? All right, but that's not the end of the documents I have. I have one more. Look at this document. This is a good one. Because this shows I have citizenship somewhere else, too. Not just in the United States. This is a certificate of baptism. This certificate shows that I was baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, just like you were baptized, right? Baptized into Christ. And so not only are we citizens of the United States of America, but we are citizens of God's own kingdom. God's kingdom. So did it cost you anything to become a citizen of the God's kingdom? You have a baptism certificate, right? I baptized you. So did it cost you anything to get this certificate? You know, it costs about $30 to get one of these. It costs about $100 to get one of these. It costs your parents a whole bunch to get one of these. What did it cost you to get one of these? Nothing. It didn't cost you anything. But you know what? It comes with a cost. Who paid the cost to make us part of God's kingdom? Who paid that cost? Jesus paid that cost. And do you know what price he paid? Did he pay $100? Did he pay $30? What price did he pay to make us members of his kingdom? Do you know? He paid the price of his own life. He gave his life for us on the cross, so that we could belong to his kingdom and not be aliens and strangers, but citizens with all the other people of God. So let's thank God today that we are citizens, okay? Not just of the United States or of Ohio, but citizens of God's own kingdom. So let's pray, all right? You repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for making me a citizen of your own kingdom.
Of your own kingdom.
And Jesus, thank you for paying the price. Amen. Thanks for coming up. God be with you. Head on back to your pews and we're going to sing our next hymn.